Thank you for asking me to be here today. As many of you know, raising the minimum wage has been near and dear to my heart. I was able to negotiate the last raise in 2006 from $5.15 to $7.15. And then a year later, the government, federal government, changed it to $7.25. So many of these folks have not had a raise in all that time. I want to thank the Raise the Wage Coalition and the Keystone Research Centers for all their hard work on this issue. If anybody listened to the governor's address yesterday, the Commonwealth faces a huge deficit, and I think any and all options should be explored before we begin focusing on revenue enhancements in Pennsylvania. Paying people a fair wage, $10.10 an hour, reaps a huge benefit for the Commonwealth and all the families who live here. It's a very common sense approach to a very large and expanding problem we face today in Harrisburg. Think about it. $121.5 million increases in state income and sales tax, shifting $104 million from Medicaid payments to the state and federal government. These go a long way in our budget environment today. We all know that when someone gets a raise in the minimum wage, that money goes right back into their economy, and that jumpstarts businesses. And from there, we're going to build a better base in Pennsylvania. But we're not going to be able to do that until we take a serious look and we raise this minimum wage. Governor said 10-15. We can't do anything lower than 10-10. But I need all your help out there. Could you please call your legislators, House members and Senate members, and ask them to vote for a raise for the people who are working two or three jobs just to raise a family? I would ask that you would do that. And please, let's force this and have a minimum wage raise in 2016. Thank you.